This reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going to run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Take me out tonight. Driving in your car, I never, never want to go home, because I haven't got one anymore. Take me out tonight, because I want to see people and I want to see life. Driving.
Home, because I haven't got one home at all anymore. That's the Smiths. That's Morrissey. That is, there is a light that never goes out. And but there's a light that always stays on, isn't there, Shay?
Yes.
The light is called Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Because you are listening to Breaking Waves,
yes.
A show for the Waking Brave.
Yes.
And I'm Jeff.
And I'm Shay.
And we're here to... just
talk about trams.
Yeah, we're going to talk about trams, which is actually why we decided to start with the Smiths, because it's very vague. Okay, there aren't that many tram songs that I could find. So let's hear a little bit more of Morrissey and then we'll come back with the show proper.
Take me out tonight. Oh, take me.
What have you been up to during the school holidays?
I was in Fiji and Mum got a 1 month of sick with pneumonia. She got sick from Fiji.
Oh, that's no good. So your mum went to Fiji and got pneumonia.
Yeah.
Well, did she have pneumonia for the whole time?
Just for 1 month. She'd been sick in Sydney. She'd been coughing. Yeah.
Did you have a good time there?
Yeah, with Sandy and me, I rested in Fiji and she got sick, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you, what do you do in Fiji?
Not much, because I was wanted to have fun with my mum, but
yeah,
she got sick in Fiji, first time being sick.
So you didn't go snorkeling?
Oh, we did snorkeling with fish with mum, and then she did too much, and then...
They're pretty coral reefs.
Yeah.
And... yeah. Nice colourful fish.
Yes.
In Fiji.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I did say, what have you been up to in school holidays? And of course, you're not actually at school, but
yeah, no.
I know it was school holidays because my daughter was off, and I went down the coast to Camberwarra.
Yeah.
A lovely little village near Kangaroo Valley.
Yeah.
For a few days to stay at my sister's house.
Yeah.
My sister kindly puts me up a couple of times a year. And I did some bushwalking, and I discovered some beautiful creeks. I love a nice creek. In fact, your chair's creaking now, but that's a different kind of creek.
Yeah.
Some nice creeks in the Upper Kangaroo Valley River. Upper Kangaroo River. It was beautiful around there. I found some old wreck buses in the bush, which excited me immensely, like really old buses just on this
farmer's property and the trees, and someone had been living in them. It was kind of creepy. And I really enjoy sort of going into those places. And one of the buses had like a shack built onto the side of it.
Yeah.
And so it was like some sort of prepper den, you know, but it looked abandoned. I snuck in, and there was still furniture and pots and pans and ragged curtains attached to the side of this old, really old bus. So that rings my bell, looking through old buses in the bush. Yeah. I did a bit of that, and I went fishing and on the Shoalhaven River. And I say I like fishing, and I think I do. And I spent about 5-6 hours on this wharf, and I caught nothing. I caught no fish. So that's what I did on my holidays. I want to ask you about your art.
My art?
Because I had a couple of photographs in an exhibition recently. It's the first time I'd been asked to put something in. And they were, you know, blown right up, and one of them looked quite good.
Yeah.
So have you been painting?
I've been painting with Kieran. He missed me a few weeks because he got sick.
So Kieran's your
art teacher. He might be tomorrow.
Yeah. And so you do a few hours a week with Kieran?
Yeah.
In your back shed?
Yeah.
The art room?
Yeah.
Are you working on anything big at the moment?
I'm not sure. Maybe Jackie Robinson, baseball player, number 42.
Yeah. Who did Jackie Robinson play for?
The LA Dodgers. He played for the Brooklyn Dodgers.
And was he famous as a batsman?
A home run, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was number 42.
Okay.
It was a special number that he played for the LA Dodgers for the first baseball player.
Yeah.
Baseball was around in the 1850s in the Victorian Gold Rush.
In Australia, really?
Yeah, first international games were played in Victoria, 1850, yeah.
On the goldfields?
Of the Gold Rush in Victoria, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, speaking of that's yes. That's fascinating.
Yes,
but
yes.
Speaking of history, we're going to look at a little bit at the history of trams.
The history of trams. We're talking about baseball, but I think Melbourne might have been the first things to play when they were first. Melbourne were doing trams in Melbourne. Maybe Melbourne might be an old tram thing than Sydney. I'm not sure how long it's been there now.
Yeah, and you're saying that Melbourne. Well, Victoria was the first place for baseball in Australia as well.
Yes.
That's a really nice tie-in.
Yeah.
Trams and baseball.
Yeah.
From the Melbourne region.
Yeah. I want to ask you about trams.
I should firstly say, and thank you to the drive show from Alan. That was just another superlative drive home. Just took us home. In fact, like our Smiths, wasn't that brilliant? A double-decker bus crashes into us. Yeah. There is a light that never goes out. It's a perfect segue. It's an unintentional. It's a happenstantial segue from Alan. Brilliant. Yeah. God, we're good.
Yeah.
Anyway, today we're going to talk about trams.
Yeah.
A subject about which we know absolutely nothing, but I think we like a challenge, don't we, Shay?
Yeah. I've been on a light rail when I was in Melbourne, when I was little. I've been on light rail in Sydney 4 times.
I've been on light rail in Sydney once.
Once.
Which seems a terrible admission, because I guess light rail is put there because it's designed to light rail you around the place in a fairly environmentally friendly, eco-ly, green kind of way.
Yeah.
You know, try and get people out of cars. It's a mass transport system.
Yeah.
And I've only used it once, and I got it from a very short trip just from Glebe into the city. And I was disappointed, I'm afraid to say. Like, the tram itself was nice, light rail tram. They're synonymous. They're the same kind of thing. Yeah. Because they had all this advertising gunk plastered on the windows. So, you know, all that sort of pixelated stuff, and you can sort of see out. Yeah. But it's really, your vision's kind of impaired by this huge ad for cat food or tampons or something like that. And it's really like, it's a real imposition. In fact, same with buses. Buses that are just covered like giant novelty condoms with advertising. You just can't see out them. It's a real pain. I'm the paying customer. I am the public transportee. I've paid my good fare, or I've snuck on. And I expect to have, you know, a pollution-free journey with uninterrupted vistas of green rolling hills out the window. And anyway, look, trams are quite good, aren't they, Shane?
Yeah.
Do you know how long Sydney's had trams for?
They haven't had a tram for 61 years.
Man, you know that fact.
Yeah.
You just pull that out of the air.
It hasn't been there since 1961. It was after when Jerry was born.
Your Uncle Jerry.
I didn't know about trams. My mum was around tram when she was two.
So Sydney used to have trams all over the place.
Yeah.
It had trams through
maybe,
Glebe.
Maybe 100 years they had tram and then it destroyed.
Yeah. We'll get to the reasons. Do you know why they took the trams away?
They destroyed tram because of the they thought it was better with the buses and the trains, and they didn't want light rail tram because they didn't want to have the same as Melbourne. I don't know why they got rid of it.
I mean, fair enough. I mean, who would want to be like Melbourne, really?
But Melbourne used to have the tram and they didn't got rid of them.
No.
They kept them.
They kept them.
Yeah.
And we got rid of them and now we want them back.
Yeah. So yeah.
There used to be trams through Glebe to King's Cross to Bondi Beach. Bondi Beach was a famous tram.
Yeah. And
there was a saying, actually, he shot through like a Bondi tram.
And they had their trams at Bronte as well.
Yeah.
And La Perouse.
La Perouse, everywhere.
Yeah.
Sydney had a failed experiment 20, 30 years ago with monorail.
Monorail. There was a monorail in the city by...
There was
By the mayor of Clover Moore.
Did Clover Moore bring the monorail in?
Yeah.
Did she? Well, she's been around for millennia, so she might well have...
Yeah, she put the monorail in Sydney. There was this terrible tram that goes to Sydney. They didn't go towards the road.
Yeah. Is that why they took it away?
Yeah.
Whatever reason, it
25 years later, destroyed it.
It lasted 25 years.
Yeah.
I remember it. I might have caught it once or twice. It was up high.
Yeah.
On a monorail.
I've been on it too. I've been on the monorail.
Yeah, you remember it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it, for whatever reason, was badly planned and badly routed.
Yeah.
And it failed, so they got rid of the monorail as well as the trams.
Yeah.
But... You know who else tried to have a monorail once?
Mm.
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Do you remember that? There was a fantastic, famous episode of The Simpsons where they try to get a monorail. And we should have a little bit of listen to the episode, I think. I think the song bears repeating, just to remind you of what monorails are all about.
Well, sir, there's nothing on earth like a genuine, bona fide, electrified six-car monorail. What I say?
Monorail.
What's it called?
Monorail.
That's right, monorail.
Monorail. Monorail. Monorail.
I hear those things are awfully loud.
It glides as softly as a cloud.
Is there a chance the track could bend?
Not on your life, my Hindu friend.
What about us Brendan slobs?
You'll be given cushy jobs.
Were you sent here by the devil?
No good, sir. I'm on the level.
The ring came off my pudding can.
Take my penknife, my good man. I swear it's Springfield's only choice. Throw up your hands and raise your voice.
Monterey.
What's it called?
Monterey.
Once again.
Still all cracked and broken.
Sorry, Mom, the mob has spoken.
Monorail!
Yeah, monorail. What a song.
What do you think about The Simpsons called Monorail? Monorail.
And I hate to give a spoiler, but in The Simpsons, on the 20-year-old Simpsons episode, the monorail turns out to be a disaster. Yes, a disaster. It's just, it's broken and badly built and falls apart and dangerous and horrible. But now Sydney has seen the light. Sydney has decided to bring back, not monorails, but light rail, trams. Do you want to hear some fascinating Wikipedia facts about Sydney's monorail system?
Yeah.
You know, say it with enthusiasm, Shane.
Yes.
You do? Okay. Sydney Light Rail is a light rail tram system serving Sydney. The network consists of three passenger routes, the L1 Dulwich-Hill, the L2 Randwick, and L3 Kingsford lines. Have you caught any of those lines, Shane?
I caught the Randwick one.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Out of 10? The network has 42 stops. 42, that's the meaning of life. And it is the second largest light rail network in Australia after the train and tram network in Melbourne. Our fourth light rail is currently under construction at Parramatta and planned to open in August 2024. The light rail is managed by Transport New South Wales. In 2022, over 32 million passenger journeys were made on the network. This equates to a ridership of over 89,000 daily passenger journeys. Wow. So you look stunned, man. Is it these facts are just flooring you, aren't they?
Yeah.
All right. Have you heard of a movie called A Streetcar Named Desire?
Desire? What's that?
That just occurred to me because I was desperately trying to think of tram-related material.
Yeah.
And Marlon Brando, the actor,
yeah,
leapt into my head because he's in a fairly famous film called A Streetcar Named Desire.
Yeah.
And I think we should dig up a little bit of Marlon Brando.
Yeah.
I don't know, just doing his famous Stella, just for no other reason than it is from a film called A Streetcar Named Desire. And A Streetcar is another name for a tram, is another name for light rail. There you go.
Oh.
How's that for connections?
Hey, Stella!
That's the one. Anyway, that's some more great tram-related material. That's Marlon Brando saying Stella.
Stella, yeah.
Yeah.
No, from 1950s.
Yeah. When was it made?
1951.
Was it 51?
1951. My dad was born in 1951. Fionn was born in 1951.
Oh, yeah.
He's Canadian. My dad is from Toronto.
But you'll hear. Elliot, what do you think? What's your take on trams?
On trams?
Yeah. Well, you know, well we're talking actually, to our producer here.
It's, well, yes. Hello, folks. Hello. Yeah, it's an interesting one. Coming from England, I perceive Sydney and Australia's public transport network to be really good. But anyone I talk to here is like, no, it's awful. God, the 333 never turns up, or the L1, ugh, it always stops at Town Hall and all this kind of stuff. I'm just there like, you want to live out in the sticks in rural England, you get one bus a day and it's at 6:30 in the morning. Count yourselves lucky, folks.
Yeah, yeah. I know, like, you know, there used to be an old Australian expression, no one uses it anymore, about whinging poms. Right. But the way you put it, it sounds like the shoe is on the other foot.
Absolutely.
And we are the bloody whingers. We don't know how lucky we've got it in this golden country of one of the wealth and soil, wealth and toil. Anyway, it's good, apparently. We got sun and trains that come reasonably on time.
But no, we do have trams, but typically only to get you to and from an airport because, you know, us Brits, we don't like our own country. So we like to fly away at the earliest convenience.
I think you secretly love it. And it's like a lot of countries, you're happy to bag the crap out of it, your own country.
Absolutely.
Until someone from another country dares to bag your country. And then you will, how dare you?
I've got my fists ready in case you mention Our Lady Di or our beloved QE2.
God forbid. Listen, I think we should just calm the temperature down in here and play something. It's similar era, actually, as Marlon Brando, who we just heard stellaring. I think we should have the trolley song by Judy Garland because it keeps to our trolley, tram, light rail related theme. Do you like Judy Garland, Shay?
Yeah.
Here we go. I love Judy Garland, but I want to hear Martin Prince from The Simpsons sing the trolley song because I think he does a far better version.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Oh, yeah.
Ring, ring, this is ring the one. With the bell. Zing, zing, zing with my heartstrings.
Thank you. Give the bully an extra point.
No, not Jimbo. What's his name?
His name is...
The bully. What's his name?
Martin.
No, Martin gets punched in the... Anyway.
Oh, no, it's the bully boy. It's... I think it's...
Oh, God, what's his name? It's been so
Nelson.
Long since...
Nelson. Nelson, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Elliot. Nelson comes on, and hilarious. We don't condone violence. Hilariously punches Martin Prince in the stomach, and Mr. Burns is grateful. We're grateful, too.
Yeah.
But on the theme of trams, I should just give a little bit of history of Sydney trams. As you pointed out, Shay, you've done your research. Sydney trams finished in 1961 in their first incarnation. Now, obviously, they're coming back as light rail, reincarnated. But history of trams in Sydney. In the 19th and early 20th centuries, Sydney developed an extensive tram network, which grew to be the second largest in the Southern Hemisphere and second largest in the Commonwealth after London. The increasing rate of private car ownership, the perception that trams contributed to traffic congestion, and the general rundown conditions of the network due to the lack of funding after World War II led to the replacement of tram services with buses, with the final section of the tram network closing on 25th of February 1961.
1961.
You nailed it, buddy. But you've got a good head for memory. Good head for memories. You've got a good memory for dates.
Yeah.
My mother has an incredible memory for birthdays.
Yeah.
Like she will, I don't know, learn the birthday of a farmer's granddaughter, someone she knows vaguely to say hello to in the street.
Yeah.
One day, 20 years, 40 years ago, and then she'll run into that person decades later and say, oh, and Alison's birthday is the 3rd of July, you know, 1987, or whatever. And she'll be right. She just remembers birthdays.
Yeah.
I think it was something she was brought up to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, it was important to her, I guess, and a polite thing, perhaps, to remember little details about people. For instance, I know your name is Shay Guevara.
Shay.
Shay.
Yeah.
Were you named after Shay Guevara?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
The revolutionary.
Yeah. Yes.
What does Shay mean? Has it got any other...
Shay means gift of God in Hebrew, in Jewish name.
Gift of God.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll read Wikipedia. Shay, pronounced Shy, is a beautiful Hebrew name meaning gift. Succinct and soft sounding. Shay is a gender neutral name suited to baby girls and boys alike, though unrelated to the Irish name Shay, S-H-A-Y, whereas yours is S-H-A-I. Some people prefer to pronounce Shay in this way. You prefer Shay than Shy, don't you?
Yeah.
I think Shay sounds better than Shy.
Yeah.
What does Jeffrey mean? Oh, look, Elliot has pulled it up. Derived from the name Jeffrey or Jeffrey, Jeff is typically masculine and is of English, French, and German origin. It is composed of the Germanic elements Guda, meaning God, I got God as well, and Fribuds, meaning peace, giving Jeff the definition of God's peace, an ideal choice for those hoping to raise a baby in faith. What went wrong with my parents?
Can you look at,
so that's uncanny, because your name means, what did you say?
Gift of God.
And I'm God's peace. Yeah. I'm the God's peace looking at the gift of God across the radio studio. Now it remains to look at Elliot, who is who's getting up his name right now. Now, who would have thought? We started the program about trams, and we've ended up on the etymology of our names. English surname... this is Elliot. In your case, it's a first name. English surname derived from a Middle English diminutive of Ellie, E-L-I-E, Old French form of Elias or Elijah, meaning my God is Yahweh. As a Scottish surname, it may also represent Gaelic Eloch, from a word meaning a dam or bank. So there's a real God power in this room. My God is Yahweh. That's Elliot. I am God's peace. That's Jeff. And Shay is gift of God?
In Hebrew, yes.
In Hebrew?
Yes.
This is an awesome kind of...
Jewish.
I don't know. Let us pray.
Yeah.
People, we're down on our knees right now.
Yeah.
Catalan, probably a topographic... Oh, this is Tug. This is Tug. This is me. Well, it's my other me. Tug is Catalan. Probably a topographic name from Tur, Turfa, meaning porous limestone. Yeah, this has been fascinating. There's no God in my name. I'm merely porous limestone. Listen, we've gotten a little off track, which is an ideal thing to be when we're talking about trams or not. Okay, Shade, you know what I think we should finish with?
Yeah.
I think we've sort of had a tram transport. Well, we have had a tram-related theme with little diversions into baseball and other little places. I think I should finish with a poem about, not trams, because I don't have one, but I've got one about aeroplanes.
Okay.
Yeah, because one day in Newtown, I saw two aeroplanes mating.
Okay.
Yeah. This morning brought the most beautiful sight. Awaiting a train on Newtown Station, I saw two jumbos mating in the wild. The female appeared first. Far up and off she was, just cruising in a languid holding pattern, kissing the thin wisps of cotton wool cloud. And though she looked tired from her long migration from the Far East, the biological imperative, implanted deep within her, compelled her on to complete the cycle of reproduction at all costs, and the air was soon heady with the smell of the jumbo on heat. Her antics quickly attracted attention. A male, aroused from his tarmac roost, banked up at a sharp angle, throatily roaring his mating call to the blue summer sky. I could tell he was male from his plumage, a gaudy panoply of festive motifs, kangaroos and boomerangs, which contrasted sharply with the female's drabber colour scheme of white with red trim. If she noticed him, she gave no indication, but continued coquettishly in her holding pattern, as though dancing around a giant handbag at some celestial discotheque. This, of course, only aroused the male to grander displays of aeronautic prowess. Travolta-like, he jiggled his ailerons and flapped his rudder, athletically banking into her view to display his sleek, well-contoured underbelly. Although not easily impressed, the female was only jumbo, and eventually lowered her nose and dropped 1,000 feet to the male's level, indicating to the suitor that the rites of courtship were at an end and coupling could occur. Easier said than done when you weigh 400 tons. And are cruising at 500 kilometres an hour. But after several painstaking rear approaches, the male, with undercarriage lowered, managed to gently mount the cow, locking on to her with unparalleled balletic grace. As he lowered his hose and began dumping his high-octane load into her cargo hold, the cow began to turbulently buck, her cries building to a shrill 120,000-horsepower crescendo as the two-minute act climaxed.
Was it about a pregnant lady giving birth into the for the airport?
It was about a pregnant 747 jet, to be specific. But you can call a jet. People call jets and cars and things ships. Ships, ladies. They call ships she's.
Okay.
So I figure an airplane is a she as well.
Okay.
Yeah. But Shay, listen, I've really enjoyed today talking about trams.
Yeah.
What do we say, Shay?
It's the Shay and Jeff Show. And thank you for listening to Eastside Radio.
AKA Breaking Waves, a show for the breaking wave. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for listening to Radio
Eastside.
And we'll hopefully see you again.
See you again. Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to People Powered Radio, proudly supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. The Community Broadcasting Foundation resources community-owned and operated media stations just like this one that connect people and tell vital, local stories so that we all enjoy a more vibrant, inclusive Australian culture and healthy democracy. Find out more about our work at cbf.com.au.